Good morning, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalen. Thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. I would just like to say that I am so grateful and overwhelmed by so many of you that are my regular listeners and all the feedback I get about how helpful these podcast episodes have been for you in your relationship journey. So I want to thank you so much. And of course, a number of you have worked with me since finding this podcast one-to-one. And I'd like to extend that invitation. If you are listening today and you are ready to make some changes with your relationship, please DM me on my Instagram account at Sally Kalen or go to my website and message me there. But I love the work I do. I get to see the best transformations with people and helping them find love, essentially. That's what I'm all about, right? As well as, yeah, breaking those toxic patterns and recognizing, you know, why we do what we do and why we attract who we attract. It's all part of life's journey. But then at the end of the day, we all want to find that great love. And this is what today's episode is about. As usual, I am making these episodes short and sweet with the solo podcasts because I've always done solo. And as I always say, I am planning on having guests. I definitely am, guys. Just stay patient with me because I feel like that is going to take on a whole new trajectory with my podcast episodes. So I'm looking forward to that. But for now, when it's just me, I will keep these episodes short and sweet and straight to the point. And so today's episode is really about the Wide Awake chapter. Now, many of you know what that is because you may have come to work with me and I have spoken a little bit about it on social media, but I am going to be talking a lot more about it. And the Wide Awake chapter is something that I decided to give it that name. And it is the time between when you break up with someone and you find love again. So that in-between transitional stage in your life. And I feel like this is such an important part of life. And this is what today's show is about. It's about addressing that area and just talking about why it's such a beautiful, expansive time that you can really find yourself and it should be celebrated. I feel like I need to come up with a name for it. Like I've given it the Wide Awake chapter, but I feel like there needs to be a name. And so I want to touch on that today and just give you a bit of insight as to why it is so important to take that time out for yourself after a relationship ends and why it is so helpful to do that. Okay, so as a relationship coach, I have seen over the years, most of the time we are either talking about the breakup itself, breakup recovery, or finding love. But we don't really talk about that in-between stage, do we? Because I feel most of us, many of us, are just wanting to find that relationship or know at least that we're going to find someone, right? We live in anticipation. Am I going to meet someone now? When is that going to happen? And we get restless. We get, you know, irritated with ourselves and frustrated and we start questioning everything. And that's when we jump right back online, get onto a dating app, start going on dates and boom, we're in another relationship, only to find the same old patterns start playing out again. And this is my point of why the Wide Awake chapter is such a important part of your healing and growing journey. So, like I said, I was someone myself even that used to go from one relationship to another relationship without really looking inwards long enough to make the changes. And because of that, I would always attract a similar type relationship because that is what you will do, guys. I'm being the truth teller here. I'm letting you know that, you know, I feel like we think we can just meet another person. It will work out. Or, you know, I've been choosing the wrong guy. So hoping this time it's going to be right, which can happen. But I feel like if you're not ever taking the time to reflect and look at yourself and look at your beliefs and look at how you're showing up in relationships, then sadly that continues. And you see it all the time, right? You see people, they always attract the same type of relationships, whether that's relationships with partners that cheat all the time, or they attract relationships where that person can't commit, or they attract relationships that are, you know, very volatile and, you know, erratic and, you know, dramatic. And so we go on these loops, and I feel that when a relationship ends, it is the perfect time to reflect and choose that time, at least for 6 months is my preferred minimum. I know some people will say three enough, but I feel like, you know, take that 6 months to a year or however long it takes to know yourself. And I mean to really give yourself a break from the dating, to give yourself time to, you know, reflect on the types of relationships you've been in, to look at your beliefs around love and all of that. Because I see so clearly what happens to people, even people that meet someone quite quickly and they say, he's nothing like my ex. They are completely different. He's so loving. He's so giving. He's not at all like my ex-partner. And I'm like, that's wonderful. And, you know, they go on and they do their thing. And then a year later, 2 years, 3 years, oh my God, I didn't see it, but he does this, he does that, just like my ex did. Why is this happening? Well, because wherever you go, there you are. And if you haven't done the inner work, and I don't mean you have to be 100% all healed, no, but if you haven't explored your own beliefs around relationships and love, that pattern tends to keep going unconsciously, and we may not even see it, like as the example I just gave. And I just want you to be able to have the greatest relationship. I have done this with myself. I have got to take time out from a relationship, from all my past, essentially. And I've began to do so much shifting. And I thought I already was pretty healed, right? But then so much other stuff was coming up. And that doesn't mean I couldn't meet someone. But for me, it was like, this is the beautiful wide awake chapter where I am really learning about myself. And I am taking that time. And because of all of my own healing and my own journey and how incredibly powerful it is, I wanted to create a program to help other people. I wanted to create my one-to-one coaching program around this very thing. Because it is such an important thing. People invest in business coaches and they'll keep investing. But, you know, it's the relationships which is the most important part of your life. And I did a reel, actually, which I don't think I've put it up yet, because I do a whole bunch of batch content, you know, create loads of things, and I don't think I've put this one up. But what I say on this reel is, it's a metaphor. We'll look at the pilot, right? A pilot doesn't just walk onto the tarmac and fly a plane. You have to train. You have to train and become experienced and learn how to navigate, learn how to, you know, fly through difficult conditions, learn how to do this, get your hours up, do all you've got to do to make sure that you're the expert, to make sure that you are qualified to go and fly that plane. And the reality is, most things in life that are important, we have to train to get good at it, except relationships. People just go, oh, well, it's not even a thing for most people. It's a kind of like, I'll just wing it. Even if there's a string of failed relationships behind people, it doesn't dawn on people to go, you know what, I think I might need some help here. Because people believe that it can just fix itself. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer and to say something like is negative, but it doesn't just work like that. Yes, you may hear these one-off stories where somebody found this great love after they were in the worst thing. But trust me, it rarely happens. And I have seen time and time again, even with those types of relationships, the problems arise that were always there with the previous relationships. Because we have to look at ourselves. This is the wide awake chapter, guys. This is the time. So if you are in a place in your life and you are looking to make changes and you want to have a great love, because you can have it, it's going to happen. You can have that great love, but don't you want it to be different from the past? Don't you want something else for your life? Are you tired of repeating the cycles? Are you tired of always attracting those same types? Well, you're the common denominator. And you might say, yes, but when the bad guys show up, I get rid of them. So, you know, it's not like I put up with rubbish. Well, no, you don't. But in saying that, there's a pattern even in that you keep having to say no to these toxic people because they're wrong, right? Is there a fear there? What's the underlying belief that is unconsciously calling in those inverted commas types? It's about taking full responsibility for your life and saying, I deserve the best. And I've seen people that, you know, their cycles just keep going and going, and they, you know, it doesn't change. And I always say, working with me, I only work with people that are 100% all in, by the way, which is why it is an investment, which is why it is life changing, because I only work with a handful of clients at a time for that reason, and to make it such an incredible life changing, life altering experience, because you're going to change your entire belief system. Essentially, you're going to know yourself like never before. So on that note, I am going to love you and leave you. If you have any questions about this podcast, guys, please reach out to me. If you would like me to discuss anything else on this podcast, I'd like to hear your feedback. Would you like me to have guests on this podcast? I definitely am going to be doing it. Who can I have on the show? I will say I have been approached by many people to appear on other podcast shows and to have guests on this show as well. So it is something that is going to be happening. I don't want to say when, because I cannot give it that because of my schedules and what's happening. But I want to bring you the best guests on this show as well. So I would love to hear from you and let me know who you would like me to have on the show. I cannot wait for that to be happening as well. But in the meantime, I want you to know that you deserve a great love. And if you've got patterns going in your relationships, then you need to ask yourself, how is this going to change for me? What am I going to do different in my life? What do I need to do different? And as I said, that's where I can help you in making those deep down core shifts so you don't keep repeating that cycle. It's called the Wide Awake Chapter. I will love you and leave you, guys. Please share this podcast if you have found this helpful. Come on over to Instagram. Give me some love. I'm here for you. And I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast.